Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 5:48. What did he say? Be ye, did he say try? A lot of you modern translations will put that in there, say try to do this, try to. That's not in the Bible. The Lord never told you to try anything or to try to do anything. For him to tell you or ask you to try to do something would imply he might not know whether you could do it or not. He knows. So before he ever told you to do it, he knew whether you could do it or not. So just by right of the fact of him telling you to do it, you know, you can, or he wouldn't have told you to do it. Amen. What did he tell you to do?
Be perfect.
Be what?
Be perfect.
Be physically flawless.
No.
Mentally without fault. Or No. What's this word mean? Complete. Reaching your full development. And be complete. Like who? Even as, not even close to, not halfway like, even as your Father which is in heaven is
perfect.
This might be difficult for your head to accept, but you got to believe the Bible. I said you got to believe the Bible. When you're talking about being like Jesus, you're talking about being like the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father.
Amen.
Hebrews said that he is the express image, the likeness of his person. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm going to read that to you. Just hold your place right there. I'm going to read that to you from Hebrews 1. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. When you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. What's God's plan for us? That if you've seen us, you've seen Jesus. And if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father.
Amen.
He said, by this will all men know that you're my students. You were trained unto me. Can you get excited about this at all?
Thank you, Lord.
We're not talking about training under some human man that's on the earth. Right? We're talking about training under the best. The best. And training and developing until we act like him and think like him and respond like him. And he smiles and goes, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's just like I would do it. And you say, thank you, Master. Can I do this? And you do it and you go, he goes, No. Let me show you again. Read Matthew. Now let me show you again. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Let me show you again. And you do it again. How many of you got to practice?
Yes.
And you do it again.
Amen.
And you do it again.
Yeah.
And you can't get mad when he tells you for the 49th time, no, that's not it.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Now stand up here. Quit feeling sorry for yourself.
Amen.
Don't talk that stuff anymore.
Amen.
Did you ever see me talk like that?
No.
Praise
God. Did you ever hear me cry in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John and feel sorry for myself? Did you ever see that? Then you are my student. I don't do it. You don't do it. You see, people don't expect enough of themselves, do they? They don't require enough of themselves. I'm only human. And so we break down sometimes, and we all have our lapses, and we all have our bad times, and we all have our bad days, and I'm just having a bad day, so cut me some slack. Because I'm having a bad day. And if you felt like I did, you'd probably act worse than me. Dear God, I hope not.
Amen.
You don't have a standard. You have a weak, wimpy, ungodly standard, you're not trying to attain anything. No, you compare everything you do to what Jesus did. He's my master. Did he do it this way? Then I don't do it that way. If he didn't do it that way, if he did, I do. He's my master. I'm in training. If I don't get it just like him, I hit it harder next time. I keep on till I get it right. Till I get it like him. I can take correction. I can take reproof. Can you say amen? He's my master. I'm his student. I'm in training. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to 1 John 3 in closing, please. 1 John 3. He's my master. I have the best master in the universe. What does that say about me? What does that say about how I'm going to turn out? How many remember about the disciples after Jesus was gone? And they had that lame man at the gate called Beautiful raised up. And they had those things and they were called before the court. When they heard them talk, the council conferred and they acknowledged. They said, they've been with Jesus. Look how they act. Look how boldly stand up there. Look at the miracles. Why? He's their master. He's the one trained them. Oh, glory to God. No wonder they sound like him. No wonder they act like him. He's their master. They're his students. They trained under him. They're going to sound like him. They're going to look like him. Glory to God. Glory to God. What will you look like when you develop completely? Just like him. Do not be slouchy and lax and set a lower standard for yourself and make excuses that you're only human, this and that. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you miss it, admit it. Don't make excuses. There's no excuse for sin. I said there is no excuse for sin. Thank God there's forgiveness and there's cleansing, but not excuse. If it wasn't your fault, you shouldn't have to repent. If you really couldn't help it, you shouldn't be required or expected to repent. But the very fact that you have to come before the Lord and confess and acknowledge and admit that you did it and you could have done different and you could have done better and you ask for forgiveness means you're responsible. You could have done better. You could have resisted. Don't make excuses. Say it out loud. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. When it comes to the master giving you instructions, you answer his questions. Yes, sir. No, sir. No excuse, sir. Why'd you do that? Dumb. Flesh. No excuse. Because the Bible says if you cover your sins, you won't prosper. But if you'll confess them and admit them and forsake them, you will obtain mercy. You'll get mercy. You'll get grace. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Have you found 1 John 3? 1 John 3 and 1. Man, this is exciting. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. Not angels. That's a lower class. Sons of God. He made us in his own image. In his own likeness. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. They don't know us because they don't know him. They knew him, they'd recognize us. Oh, verse 2, are you ready to shout? Verse 2, what?
Beloved,
now, even though we may not be fully developed, still. You know, you saw these guys stand up with these little ones. They don't look just like daddy or mama, but they are right now. part of the family.
Yes.
And they are sons and daughters. They haven't reached their full development.
Hallelujah.
But they're not waiting to be sons and daughters of the family. They are right now.
Yeah.
We hadn't reached our full development. But we are right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
The sons of God.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. We don't see you in all your fully developed glory. But we know that when he shall appear, when he shall appear, we'll fall down and go, I'm so unworthy, I'm so unworthy. I'm so far from your purity and holiness. I'm nothing like you. I'm sorry. Get away from me, God. You're too holy for me. That's the picture religion has painted us. He's high and holy. He's perfect. You are anything but. You are a lowly, sinful, ungodly worm. You don't deserve to be in the same room with him. No, you were darkness. You were unrighteousness. You were, but you have been saved. You have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. You were born again. You were born in the very likeness and image of the Master Jesus himself and your Father God. When he rose from the dead, he said, you go tell them, I'm going to my God and their God. My Father and their Father. Same Father, same God. He's not ashamed to call us brother. Talking about the Master. Put his arm around you and say, this is my brother. Don't you see the resemblance? It's my sister. Can't you tell? Can't you tell? We look just alike. We haven't seen everything that we will be when we're fully developed. But when he comes, we're not going to shy away. We're not going to be ashamed. We're going to be able to come into his presence with boldness. What else did he say? Read it. We will be like him. Can you say amen? We will be like him. Now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we'll see him as he is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Perfect Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-K. That's R-1603-K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.